front, I realize that's a very strange sermon title.
我话说在前面啊，今天讲到的这个题目啊，有点奇怪。
But maybe we can understand it a little more by the end.
希望我讲完了之后，大家能够有更好一点的理解。
Think about how God has given us our senses as part of our creation.
我们可以想一下这个神。作为我们被创造的一部分，给了我们各种各样的感觉。
We have touch and sight and hearing and taste.
我们有触觉、听觉、视觉，还有味觉。
And if any of these senses are impaired even a little bit, we immediately notice.
刚才讲的这些感觉，如果受到了一点点影响的话，我们可能马上就能觉察得到。
But until recently,I didn't really pay that much attention to the sense of smell.
但是直到最近，在这以前几乎很少有人对嗅觉，感兴趣，很注意去嗅觉。
But then came COVID.
然后那个新冠来了。
And as one of the symptoms of possibly having COVID, all of a sudden our sense of smell became very important to us.
因为这个嗅觉失去嗅觉是新冠的一个可能的症状，所以对嗅觉大家一下子开始重视起来。
And I don't know about you, but for me, in the very early parts of the pandemic, I turned to my sense of smell as one of the early warning detections to find out if I was sick.
我不知道你们怎么样，但是对我来说，在这个新冠刚开始的时候，我靠这个嗅觉来判别，我有没有可能得了新冠，作为一种这个早期的检测和警告。
So let me show you a picture of my home remedy early COVID detection test.
好，让我给大家看一个照片，那个就是早期的时候我家里的一个自己家用的一个新冠的一个测试的一个偏方。
Maybe you have this test at home too.
也许这个你在家里也有。
I would stop by my pantry every day and just take a sniff.
我每天早上都会到那个食品橱前面打开闻一闻。
And if I thought, if I can't smell this, I'm in big trouble.
我心里想，如果我闻不到这个醋味的话呢，那我可能有麻烦了。
Actually, when I moved to Asia, I was introduced to many new smells.
其实我去了亚洲的时候，开始闻到了好多新的，原来没有闻到的这种味道。
And they still bring back memories.
闻到这些味道，今天还带给我回忆。
The smell of pork buns.
比如说这个肉包子的味道。
Jean Manto.
金馒头的味道。
羊肉串。
羊肉串的味道。
All of these were such pleasant smells that reminds me of the beautiful days I lived in China.
哇，这些味道是非常好闻，然后勾起我在中国的非常美好的回忆。
But let's be honest, there's some other smells too.
但是实话实说，还有其他的一些味道。
Durian.
榴莲。
Okay, mostly from when I was traveling in Singapore.
这个主要是我在新加坡的时候常常会看到这个榴莲。
臭豆腐。
臭豆腐。Stinky 豆腐。
Right. And then one that wasn't something to eat, but that I remember it kind of lodged in my mind was the temple incense.
第三个倒并不是吃的东西，但是经常在我脑子里，在我的记忆中间，就是庙里头的香。
That after traveling to Lhasa,I couldn't get out of my nose for many weeks, it seems.
特别是我去拉萨的时候，我这个鼻子里头闻到的这个庙里头香啊，几个星期赶不走。
Isn't it interesting how smells bring back memories?
非常有意思，这个香味能够带回我们的记忆。
Just a small whiff of something can bring back a flood of experiences from our past.
哪怕是闻到一点点的味道，能够带给我们很多很多过去的经历和回忆。
Now, I don't know what you did for Thanksgiving, but for me, Thanksgiving is filled with familiar smells.
我不知道你们 感恩节的时候做了什么，但是对我来说感恩节、充满了各种各样这个味道，传统的味道。
When I walked into my、parents' house and you're filled with the smell of either turkey or ham、it brings back many years worth of experiences、
当我走进我父母的家的时候，一开门就能闻到、火鸡的味道，或者是 ham 的味道、火腿的味道，那带给我的是很多很多年家庭的回忆。
Science has done its best job to try to capture these aromas for us in daily use、
这个科学、发展得很好，它能够给我们有这个可能，能把这些香味能够把它保存起来。
And oftentimes we have, you know, these spray bottles that are kind of like memories in a can.
我们经常会有这些相当于空气接近器一样的，里面有各种各样的味道、装在一个罐子里头。
They're like portable time machines that take us back to places and people of our past.
这个有点像一个时间机器，把我们带回到以前的地方和以前的回忆。
And they can help us either introduce a good smell or even maybe cover a bad smell.
他们也可以给我们闻一个好的味道，或者是用它来把一个坏的味道给压制住。
If I brought this can and asked you whether I or not you wanted me to push the button, you should ask me at least one question before I do it.
那如果我拿了个罐子，我准备按的之前，我想你至少应该问我一个问题。
What is the smell that is inside?
这个问题是你按下来之后，这里面出来的味道到底是什么样的味道，是什么味道？
Because if it's a strong enough aroma, not only would you experience it now, you might take it with you through the rest of the day.
如果这个气味非常强的话，那不仅仅是你马上要闻到，要经历到这个味道，你可能带在身上，一整天都在你身上。
Well, hopefully our message today will bring a little clarity to this idea of how we as believers in Christ should smell as we are interacting with those in the body of Christ and also those in our community.
希望我今天的讲道、来告诉大家，我们作为基督的门徒，我们身上应该带着一种什么样的味道，在教会里头或者在 教会以外。
In chapter 5 of Ephesians, Paul starts out with a strong command.
在以弗所书第五章的最前面，保罗开始就给了一个非常非常有力的一个命令。
And he talks about how we should be imitators of God.
他说我们要效法神。
This Greek word is interesting and it carries along the idea of a mimicking behavior.
这个效法这个词的、希腊语，它的意思就是要模仿一种行为，模仿各种行为。
And the Bible talks about this idea of imitating things、a number of times.
在圣经里头，效法、这个词在新约圣经里头不停地出现过很多次。
You can see here in Ephesians 5:1, it talks about being an imitator of God.
在以弗所书第五章第一节说我们要效法神。
But in 1 Corinthians, it talks,、Paul is writing and he said, you should be imitators of me.
哥林多前书第四章第十六节，保罗说你们要效法我。
Because Paul is already imitating God.
因为保罗他已经在效法神。
In 1 Thessalonians, he talks about how people should be imitators of us, both Paul and others who are following Christ.
提撒罗尼迦前书第二章第十四节，保罗说你们要效法我们，这个我们是包括保罗和其他效法神的那些教会的弟兄姐妹。
And in Hebrews chapter 6 he talks about being imitators of those other people, talking about those great heroes of the faith.
在希伯来书第六章十二节，保罗说你们要效法那些信心的伟人。
So how do we imitate God?
那我们怎样来效法神？
The only way is to walk as Christ walked.
唯一的方法就是我们的行事为人要像耶稣的行事为人一样。
The way that we love other people is the way that Christ loved other people.
就像基督爱其他人一样，我们也要爱其他人。
And he loved them sacrificially, so we should love people sacrificially.
耶稣的爱是个牺牲的爱，所以我们也要有这个对其他人的那种牺牲的爱。
He loved us as a father who loved his children, so we should love other people as fathers and mothers love their children.
耶稣的爱是父母对儿女的爱，所以我们对其他人的爱也应该像父母对儿女的爱一样。
And this sacrifice is the essence of love.
这个牺牲是爱的本质。
That we somehow learn how to give up of ourselves for the benefit of other people.
这个牺牲就是我们学习放弃我们自己，为了别人的益处。
And that this is the constant reminder, the constant mark of those who have been changed by Jesus because of our relationship with Him.
这个是对我们那些被耶稣改变的人，我们应该有的，常常的有的一个提醒，并且我们一直应该有这个记号在我们身上。
In essence, this is part of how we should smell.
从本质上说，这个就是我们应该有的那个味道。
As believers in Christ, we have two different choices.
作为基督徒，其实我们有两个选择。
We can be like Christ, who is a fragrant aroma.
我们可以像基督一样，我们有这个献祭供物的这个香气。
It's a smell that beckons other people to draw more closely to Christ.
这个香气可以把其他人招到这儿来，让他们能够离耶稣更近。
Or we can become what the Bible calls an odious stench.
第二个选择是我们也可以变成圣经上所讲的那个臭气。
It's a smell that pushes people away from a desire to follow Jesus.
而这个臭气是可以把其他人，从他们想要认识耶稣那个状态把他们推出去。
Two passages that help us to understand this. The first is in Proverbs chapter 13.
有两节经文能够帮助我们来理解这个气味。
It says, "The righteous hate what is false, but the wicked make themselves a stench and bring shame on themselves."
箴言十三章第五节说，一人恨恶谎言，恶人有臭名，且只惭愧。
These are not the people that others want to be around.
这个有臭气，有臭气的那些人，其他人不愿意跟他们在一起。
But 2 Corinthians chapter 2 says, "For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are being perishing. To one a fragrance from death to death, to the other a fragrance from life to life."
格林多后书第二章十五到十六节说，因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。在这等人就做了死的香气，叫他死；在那等人就做了活的香气，叫他活。这是谁能担当得起呢？
Though not so much for at least the Western Church, in the modern church, aromas or smells have been part of worship for thousands of years.
Well, 这个作为这个西方的教会，这个香气啊，或者这个香啊，是。已经有一千多年，有几千年的时间是作为那个教会的一个传统，实际上是一个祷告。
In many traditions and even from the Old Testament, they would burn incense that was representative of their prayers being raised up to the Lord to be accepted.
从旧约教会最初教会开始这个献祭这个香气实际上是象征这一个祷告来到神的面前被神所喜悦被他接受。
And God's acceptance of that aroma was a way that the people could see that their behaviors and their prayers were being received and being pleasing unto God.
这个香气被神所接受象征的是他们的行为被神所喜悦而他们的祷告被神所悦纳。
It was a way that people could understand how God identified who they were and accepted them and was showing pleasure towards them.
这也是一种一个过程，让神知道他们是谁，神接受他们，喜悦他们。
But those smells are not always good.
但是不是所有的这个气味都是好的气味。
Think back to Thanksgiving holidays.
回头还在想圣诞感恩节的时候。
If you walked into a family member's house and all you smelled was a turkey that was burnt, you could know that the evening was not going to progress the way you had planned.
如果你走进一个家里的时候，打开门，你闻到的是火鸡烤焦的味道，那你知道这个晚上这个会前面会不是非常的愉快。
But when you walk in the door and you smell something that's so pleasant, you know that it has been done well, and you have a good look, a good outlook for what will happen during your celebration.
那你如果走进去的时候，你闻到的味道是非常好闻的味道，你要知道这个火鸡烤得非常好，然后你可以知道接下去的经历会是非常的愉快。
All of that before the first bite has even been eaten.
Well, 这个就是你咬第一口火鸡之前，这个味道你就知道会是什么样子的。
And sometimes these aromas kind of stick with us, right?
有时候这个味道会沾在你身上。
I remember when I was working still in the campus ministry.
我还记得我还是在校园事工服务的时候。
And I would spend a lot of time having coffee with people, sharing the gospel or doing discipleship.
我常常在咖啡馆里头跟人家讲福音或者做门徒训练。
And I had the habit of being at this one coffee place that also roasted their own beans.
我有一个习惯，我喜欢去那一家咖啡店。这家咖啡店是他自己烤自己的咖啡豆。
And there was something happened that smell would go with me throughout the rest of the day.
因为我到了那个地方之后呢，就是会有这个情况，就是说这个咖啡的味道一整天都会在我身上有。
To people who like coffee, maybe they like sitting next to me later in the day because it brought something, you know, kind of a pleasing aroma to them.
对喜欢咖啡的人，他们可能愿意在那天后面的时间跟我在一起坐在一起，因为对他们来说，这个咖啡的味道是闻上去是非常愉快的。
But to those who didn't like coffee, they had to suffer through my presence.
对那些不喜欢咖啡的人，他们会这个跟我在一起的时候，他们会比较难以忍受，会不舒服。
But whether they liked the smell of coffee or didn't like the smell of coffee, everyone could identify where I had been.
不管他们喜欢咖啡的味道还是不喜欢咖啡的味道，他们都知道我原来是从哪里来的他是在咖啡馆待过时间。
So from this experience, I want to ask us kind of a funny question.
就是因为我自己的经历，我要问大家一个听起来有点好笑的一个问题。
How do we smell spiritually to the Lord and to others around us?
这个问题是属灵上，我们应该有什么样的气味？对神和对其他人，我们应该有什么样的味道？
When people pass us in the hallway at work or at school, do we give off the aroma of someone who has spent time with Christ?
当我们在职场工作的地方，在走道里和人交臂而过的时候，我们有没有留给他们个味道，让他们知道我是一个跟耶稣一起花时间在一起同在的那么一个人？
Can they somehow sense the smell of love and sacrifice, even if they don't know exactly what that is scripturally?
他们能不能够闻到这个牺牲爱这个味道？虽然他们对这几个概念可能本身他不了解。
When people experience me, do I have a fragrant aroma, or do I have an odious stench?
我们要让跟我们在一起的人，让他们觉得我身上是有这种馨香之气，从耶稣来的馨香之气，还是身上有一种臭气？
The rest of the passage in Ephesians chapter 5 helps us to understand what both of these look like.
以弗所书第五章接下去的那些经文来告诉我们这两种不同的气味是什么样子的。
As we look at these next verses, Paul transitions us in chapter 4 from Ephesians, talking about speech that's connected to anger to speech that's connected with immorality.
在这个以弗所书第五章这段经文里头，保罗从第四章讲了言语怎么样和发怒联系在一起，过渡到我们今天所讲的言语怎么样跟不道德的事情联系在一起，有这样一个过渡。
And Paul gives us three broad examples of how he classifies immoral behavior.
保罗在这里给了我们三个比较广的这个类别，他认为这是不道德的不道德的事情。
The first one is sexual immorality.
第一个是性方面的奸淫。
And here immorality is translated from a Greek word porneia.
这个词本身是从希腊语的这个色情。
It's where we get the English word pornography.
这个英语的 pornography, 就是色情这个词就是从这儿来的。
But the meaning is much broader in the Greek.
但是本身那个意思要在希腊语里头涉及的面要比这个要来的广。
And it incorporates anything that is outside of God's design in the sexual area.
这个所有的在神所设计的性方面的行为之外的所有的事情都是用这个词来表述。
The second one is he talks about just all impurity.
第二个是污秽，所有的污秽。
And in the Greek into the English, it is related to the word cathartic.
这个污秽这个词，实际上从希腊语转到英文。讲的是那种泻药。
So in this word, we typically use the word cathartic to talk about purging out all that is bad.
这个泻药本身的意思就是把所有的脏的东西排泄干净。
But because he uses a negative article before it, he's using this term as talking about impurities in our life that are just piling up around us.
但这个词在前面加了个前缀。加了个反义的前缀，那这个意思就是不是把不干净的东西清除出去，而是不干净的东西、污秽的东西堆积起来。
And the third example is talking about covetousness.
第三个就是讲的是贪婪
，which is simply a greediness to take what isn't yours.
这个就是不是你的东西，你想要这种贪婪。
These are all actions of both mind or body that Paul makes very that they sit in opposition to sacrificial love.
这个保罗这三类的事情都是我们想的，我们所做的，保罗认为是在神要我们做的这个对面，放在这个对立的一面。
These are not the type of thoughts and behaviors that drift up towards the Lord as something acceptable and pleasing.
这些所想的行为并不是能够那些把我们能够带到耶稣面前为他所喜悦的东西。
Nor do they serve as a pleasant fragrance to those who are around us.
同样这些东西也不会成为对我们身边的人来说是一种香气。
As a matter of fact, they align with the culture of the world and not us being set apart from the world.
其实这些东西它是世界上的这些想法是在一起的，而不是让我们把而不是把我们和世界分开的那些东西。
These are not the behaviors or the thoughts that should link us to becoming part of a community who's following Christ.
我们不应该有这些东西。当我们在这个社区里头在我们教会里头，我们都不应该有这些东西，因为这不是能够代表基督的。
But Paul wants to focus even more than on just right behavior, but also to focus on right speech.
但是保罗不仅仅是强调我们行为上要对，他还在强调我们言语上也要注意。
When he gives an example of speech, he says it shouldn't be three things.
然后他在讲言语的时候，他说我们不应该做，不应该说这三样东西。
First off, our speech shouldn't be filled with filthiness.
首先第一个是我们的言语不能够有这个淫词。
We shouldn't be saying things that would cause shame to ourselves, to others, to our parents.
我们不应该说那些话能够带给我们自己，带给我们父母羞愧的话。
He said it shouldn't be foolish talk.
他还说我们不能应该有妄语。
And he uses this funny word that kind of can mean both baby talk, but also talk that lacks reason.
这个妄语有点像这个孩子不懂事讲的话，其实还有一个意思就是，就是没有道理的那些话，妄语。
And he said that it shouldn't involve crude joking.
然后他还说我们不应该有戏笑
，which kind of means clever talk that has double meanings to insinuate evil things.
这个戏笑的话呢，实际上就是听起来好像很聪明的，这个两层意义都有那些话，但是他暗指那些不好的目的，这个叫戏语。
So being clear what our talk should not be like, what should it include?
所以我们应该要清楚我们讲的话中间什么我们不能碰，不应该有。
Paul talks about our speech should be filled with thanksgiving.
保罗说我们讲的话中间应该充满的是感恩，而不是前面讲的那三项。
I don't know about for you, but thanksgiving for me sometimes as a holiday can just be reduced to a habit.
我不知道你们，但是对我来说，感恩或者感恩节作为一个节日，对我来说就是归根就变成一些习惯。
For us, we drove down to Houston to spend some time with some part of our family and then turned around and drove to another part of Texas to spend some time with my part of the family.
对我们来说，我们可能是开几个小时到 Houston 到我太太他们家，然后再开几个小时到德州的另外一个地方，到我那个家。
But the Thanksgiving that Paul is talking about is the Thanksgiving that it gets into our life. It becomes an everyday part of who we are, both in our actions and in our speech.
但是保罗在这里的感恩就是那种能够进入到我们生活，进入到我们生命的这种感恩能够改变我们生命，让我们知道我们是谁。他要的是这样的感恩。
As Paul moves forward in chapter 5, he begins to include what looks like a pretty harsh judgment on those not able to keep the standard of purity.
在第五章继续讲下去的时候，保罗讲的话好像听起来是一个比较严厉的论断。
But in its context, we need to understand it's also a reminder of that which Jesus has saved us from.
其实这些不是表面上看是非常严厉的论断，实际上是我们在没有得救之前，我们自己的境况就是这样。
This verse reminds us that the standard of righteousness, the foolish and filthy talk and immoral living, they don't belong in the identity of who we are as believers.
这里面讲到的我们前面所说的言语，言辞妄语和戏语。这个东西不应该是我们的标准作为基督徒我们不应该有这样的标准，而这个标准是世界的标准。
But rather that these are part of the old self, that the way that we used to think and live, but not part of the life that we have now.
这些东西是我们老我的一部分，是我们以前的生活是这样的，但是不应该是我们今天作为一个新人，我们的生活不应该是这样。
But it's important to remember that This doesn't mean that immorality cannot be forgiven.
但是一定要记住的是，这并不是说这些不道的东西 不能够被神来原谅。
We've all been a part of foolish things, foolish talk, things that we shouldn't have said and done.
其实我们都做过类似的事情啊，妄语啊，或者是戏笑啊，这些事情我们不应该做的，但是在以前我们也可能都做了。
But through a personal relationship with Jesus, we can be forgiven of all of our sins in the past.
但是因为我们和耶稣有这个亲密的关系，我们以前所有的过犯都能够得到赦免。
And we can be given a new life that comes along with the Holy Spirit that gives us the power so that we may live this life that is pleasing to God.
所以，但是我们应该有了一个新的生活，我们也有圣灵和我们在一起，圣灵给了我们的新的能力，让我们能够有一个活出来一个新的样子，而这个生活是被神所喜悦的。
But we have a bit of a problem.
但是我们有一个问题。
Verse 6 explains to us that the world wants to teach us differently than Christ.
这个问题就是这个世界想要教导我们，而世界的教导和耶稣的教导是不一样的。
In fact, through the world's influence and the culture, it wants us to conform to the world's standard instead of to God's standard.
这个世界的教导和世界的这个习惯，让我们要来按照世界的标准去做，而不是按照神给我们的标准来行。
The world wants to remove the negative connotations to this type of behavior to convince us that a life of pleasure apart from God is what we deserve.
这个世界来教导我们不要把这些东西看成负面的东西，想让我们能够在神以外来寻求肉体的愉悦。
The world wants us to believe that we don't need to change and that we don't need to be changed by God.
世界想让我们有这个想法，就是我们不需要改变，我们自己不需要改变，我们也不需要被改变。
Paul wants us to see in verse 7 to not become partners with people who believe like the world.
所以在第七章第七节，保罗说我们不要与他们这些他们就是按照世界的标准来行的人，我们不要与他们同伙。
Those some of whom may be outside the church, but even some of those who might be inside the church.
这些人有些可能是在教会以外，但是也许有一些就在教会以内。
Paul says, "Don't become co-owners of this type of belief."
保罗在这里说，不要和他们合伙。
And don't become relationally entangled with those who believe this.
不要和那些相信这些事情的人有这个关系上的缠绕在一起。
This entanglement is expressed in many different ways throughout passages of Scripture, but it can include in our culture dating, marriage, business, or an association with someone so close that it affects our reputation.
这些关系上的缠绕在圣经中间有很多很多不同的教导这些缠绕可能代表了这个世界上的很多方面，包括男女的交友，包括婚姻，包括这个做生意，还有做这个交朋友等等他们想让我们不按照这个世界上的标准来做。
It doesn't mean that we look at these people and demean them or judge them or treat them harshly, but rather not to fall under their influence.
这并不是说我们要来论断他们，来轻看他们，就是做这些事情的人。我们要做的是不要受他们的负面的影响。
As a matter of fact, we are to love these people and to win them to the truth and ransom them from their own personal destruction.
其实我们要做的是要挽救他们，要影响他们，让他们能够，我们要赢得他们从他们自己个人的毁坏中间把他们挽救出来。
But the point is to not allow people with this worldly belief to allow that belief to fester within the church without addressing it according to the standard of God's word.
这个非常重要的一条，我们不应该让这些世界上的这些观念能够 会在我们教会，就像溃烂发大溃烂一样，在没有按照圣经的原则去处理他们之前，让它坏得越来越大。
Verse 8 takes us back to one of the themes of this whole epistle in verse 8.
这个第八节把我们带到了这整个以弗所书中间一个非常重要的一个主题。
And that as we walk in our Christian life, we need to remember two things.
当我们作为一个基督徒，我们在日常生活中间，我们要记住两件事情。
The first is that we too, to remember that we too walked in darkness at one time.
第一件事情是我们以前曾经也在黑暗中间，从前你们是暗昧的。
But now that we have become children of the light, we should walk as children of the light.
但是如今我们是在主里面，我们是光明的，所以我们的行事为人就应该像光明的子女。
Verses 9 to 11 help us to see a progression of Paul's thought.
第九节到第十一节，让我们看到这个保罗这个教导，给我们的一个过程，向前走的一个过程。
And I think it helps us to understand how Paul was wanting us to understand how our words and behaviors kind of come about.
他保罗想要让我们看到我们的这我们思想、我们的行为怎么样来向前走，怎么样来行出来。
And it's like this, our words lead to our beliefs, and our beliefs lead to our actions, and our actions produce fruit.
这个过程是这样的，就是我们的话语，我们所说的，会显示我们所信的，我们的信仰，而我们的信仰会带出我们的行为，而我们的行为能够带出果实。
By what we hear and what we speak, our beliefs are formed.
我们所听的，我们所说的，形成了我们所信的。
What we believe informs and gives space for our actions.
我们所信的会带出我们应该有的行为。
And our actions create lasting fruit.
而我们的行为会带出永存的果实。
Whether that fruit is kind of the unfruitful works of darkness.In this passage,
这个果实也许可能像这段经文里所讲的无益的果实
or it is the fruit of light that is found in all that is good and right and true.
或者是这个经文里头讲的，这个光明的果实就是良善、公义和诚实。
But Paul says, at the time of judgment, all that we have thought, spoken, believed, and done.Will be exposed.
但是保罗在这里说，当我们在面对审判的时候，我们心里想的，我们所说的，我们所做的，都会被显示出来。
I don't know about you, but for me, that's a pretty scary thought.
我不知道你们怎样想，我想到这一点，我就觉得这个有点害怕。
This section of the letter ends with what is possibly a quote from a well-known hymn, or maybe a compilation of some.Old Testament scriptures put together.
这段经文的结尾可能来自于取自于一首非常大家都熟悉的一首诗歌，也可能是来自于圣经经文中间不同的经文把它编辑在一起的这样一句话。
And it serves us as both a warning and an encouragement.
这段话呢，一方面是一个警告，另外一方面也是一个很大的鼓励。
It says, "Arise, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine upon you."
他说，睡着的人醒来，从死里复活，耶稣会光照你，基督会光照你。
This ending summarized for those that were in the Ephesian church, who were believers, who might have been duped into believing that the standards of righteous behavior were formed by the culture.
这个最后的。总结可能是针对以弗所教会那些人，他们已经是信主的基督徒，但是他们可能被欺骗，然后在行在那些世界的标准、世界的行为之中的那些人。
And he's telling them and us to wake up from that influence and to realize that through God's word we have the very words of life.
他是对。这些人就是以弗所教会那些人，同时也是对我们今天在座的所有的人一 一个提醒，一个警告，我们应该从那种状态中间走出来。
Though the judgment of the way that the world thinks will be harsh, the good news of forgiveness is there for all of us to be a part of.
而继续按照世界上的那些行为去做的话，最后的审判会是严厉的。但是好消息是，我们悔改，我们就能够得到，我们就会被原谅。
So how do we apply this passage of scripture for ourselves?
那我的问题是我们怎么样来应用，用这节圣经来应用。
Just like before we take the Lord's Supper and have a time of reflection, we need to reflect about our own life and the aroma that we give off to others.
就像我们在圣经，今天领圣餐之前让大家来，省察自己，我们也应该用这个机会来省察自己，来想一想我们身上到底是一个什么样的气味给我们身边的人。
So here's some questions.
下面有几个问题。
Where have you been influenced by the world to believe that the standard of God has been changed?
你有哪些地方，被这个世界的 世人所相信的一些东西来影响，认为神的标准已经被改变了。
And where have you been guilty of filthiness, foolishness, and crudeness as we try to imitate what is happening in our society?
你在哪些方面你自己觉得有罪，就是有那些淫词妄语和嬉笑，因为我们在这个过程中间可能在效法的是在我们社会在这个世界上所发生的那些事情，这些东西哪些东西你身上有。
In this passage, Paul is encouraging us to return to God's own standard of the righteous life to be an example that is given to us through his son Jesus.
在这段圣经里头，保罗是在鼓励我们，让我们用神的儿子主耶稣的样子作为我们的榜样，让我们能够呈现在世界的面前。
In short, he's saying, be more like him.
实际上用一句话来总结说，我们要更像他，我们要更像耶稣。
And the result of which will produce a fragrant aroma that is not only pleasing to the Lord, but that draws other people into a relationship with him.
这个更像他带来的结果，一方面我们身上有基督的香气，也能够把更多的人吸引到主耶稣的面前。
So how do you smell?
所以你身上有什么样的气味？
Let me pray for us.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for the message in your word. I pray that we would be cognizant of how we live our lives in such a way that it not only affects our relationship with you, but it affects how others experience you in society, in where we work and live and play. And Father, I pray that you would help each one of us to understand that when we're following along seriously about your standard of righteousness for your church, for believers, that Lord, we not only have the opportunity to please you, but Lord, to have an incredible impact on those that are around us. We pray that through your Spirit, you would empower us to do that very thing. We give you our lives, Lord, and ask that you would somehow use them to bring glory and honor to yourself. And we pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.